Okay, we have to get back to our topic. I think we're up to here, page Nun Tes. Nashiv No'ata El Inyonenu. Let's get back to our story. Let's get back to where we're up to. Inyonenu is as follows. La'ayin Echmacha Lazu Shalbusha Meruma Nishra Be'ish Me'aldusai. Let's take a look at how this Machala of Busha Meruma is going to remain in a person. I think this is what we're up to. Anyone have any correction on that? Yeah, we're good? Excellent. How can a person be healed from this machala of busha meruma? Hayeled, I want you to appreciate the godless of here. I want you to appreciate the brilliance, the psychology, the insight of the Pius Etzner Rebbe. It's unbelievable. Listen to what he says. Who even thought like these terms, Bechlal, that he's talking about these things? It's so fascinating. Hayeled bereshis hispatchus daito. A child, as his mind begins to develop. He doesn't have any of his own intellect, a child at a little age. He doesn't have his own real opinion. He can't differentiate between good and bad. He doesn't have any spirit inside of him that's going to drive him, that's going to push him to say, this and this you should do. This you should stay away from. A kid doesn't know. He needs to be coilate, is to absorb deos, opinions from outside. On his own, he doesn't know what to do. He has no clue. Aside from getting from big people, from in their opinion, what's good and what's bad in their eyes. But he doesn't know. I'll share with you a little story in the family about my family. When I was a little boy, so I had three older brothers, two of them that were in the house at the time. One of them loves animals. He's famous for loving animals. He's a beekeeper. A lot of people know that about him. He has goats and he has lots of animals and different stuff. I don't want to go into all of that. That's one brother. My other brother was definitely much more of the scholar, but also more of the ball player. He was into sports and other things like that. So these are my two brothers. I was a little kid, momish little kid. And as a little kid, so one of my brothers collected baseball cards. And the other one had a fish tank. And I took my brother's baseball cards, including his Mickey Mantle, and I put it in my brother's fish tank with ink. I poured ink in the fish tank because I wanted to see, like, you know, I thought it was cool. I was a little kid, but I didn't know what was going on. So here we have my brother's baseball cards, including his Mickey Mantle, and my other brother's fish dead there. And I'm staring there at the fish tank, like, thinking this is so cool. What's going on? I had no clue. My mother literally had to save my life. She was protecting me because my brothers were ready to kill me, both of them. I didn't know what I did wrong. I remember thinking, holding on to my mother for dear life, my brothers who were furious, and thinking, okay, I obviously did something wrong. I don't know what. I'm not sure. What's the problem? This is great color, you know, mix and match. But as a little kid, you don't know. You don't know why the car doesn't belong in the, what's the big deal? I had no clue. But Avi Shipper can verify this story if he goes home, or Yoni, that this they still talk about this. This is still like a sore point of contention, like in the family, because as a little kid, you don't know any better. You don't know what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. So when someone tells you this is wrong, he's like, oh, I guess that's wrong. I guess you shouldn't be doing that. But he doesn't know. Kishi Yagdil, when he gets older, even when he gets older, even then he doesn't really have his own opinion. He hasn't developed. So the other people's opinions that are from inside of him will never leave. And he still keeps other people's opinions as his moral compass. Doesn't have his own moral compass. He's just looking at other people to see. You know, in our family, there's the joke. There's that, you know, the no soap radio joke? That's a big joke in our family because my mother cracks up every time my father tells the joke. You know, they don't do it that much anymore because they're moving on in years, but it used to be in our family, this is a regular thing. You know, two elephants taking a bath, one elephant says the other one passed the soap, and he said, no soap radio. That's the joke. And my mother would like burst out laughing. Why? My father's a master like joke teller. He's a master. So even though the joke's not funny, but my mother can't stop laughing. And she laughs uncontrollably. And then my mother's laughing is very funny because my mother's laughing. So everyone's laughing. So the entire family is erupting in laughter. And it's not really funny. Now the adults realize that it's not funny. But the kids don't know. The kids are like laughing hysterically. And you can ask like, what's so funny? And they're not sure. They don't know. There was a joke. And everyone's laughing. It must be funny. So we laugh. So it works perfectly because my mother cannot stop laughing like for minutes. It's just the way it goes. Anyway, so what's my point? I'm not sure. My point is like this. My point is that as a child, you laugh and other people laugh. Other people laugh, so you laugh. That's it, you laugh. But when a person gets older, he has to develop his own sense of right and wrong. But some people don't. They're so busy with Vos Tutzach Bayenum. What does Yenum hold? What does Yenum say? What's going on with Yenum? That's their whole life. Their whole life is Yenum. That's the only thing that rules him. And whatever the shtus is that he's going to bow in front of that, he's embarrassed in front of their deos. They shouldn't make fun of him. The whole life is just that other people should be impressed with them. Other people should be impressed with them. That's their whole life. That's all they want. And I test people sometimes, boys. I haven't done it in a little while, but I've done it. Where I learn with Bachrim, and I feed them answers. Like when you ask a Bachar, so, a person's, is Karen, sure, Karen, that's Mazik, Breshus HaRabim. It's Chayiv or is it Pater? Pater? Pater. It's Pater or Chayiv? Chayiv. Wait, is it Chayiv or Pater? What's this boy doing? He's trying to figure out what does he want me to say? He doesn't have an opinion. So all he's trying to do is like, let me hear from his I don't even know he realizes what he's doing, but he's hearing from my intonation. Okay, he sounds like he wants putter. I'll say putter, and then I'll flip it to chayiv, and I could do this. I've done this literally like 5 times in a row. Just chayiv or putter? Putter. Putter or chayiv? Oh, chayiv. Is it chayiv? Is it putter? Oh, it's putter. Like, and we just got like, everybody, I said, you know what? I'm not going to say, you think. Why don't you think about what you think it's chayiv or putter? But sometimes people are, they're so busy trying to just figure out, what do you want me to say? Just tell me what you want me to say. That's what I'm going to say. And a person has to think for himself. Now here he goes. And he goes into this deep psychoanalysis. They have both of these things. And they're misnagged to each other. They're opposites. Gam b'shiflus v'chisor in das atzmis. On the one hand, they don't have any opinion. They have this shiflus, which is this like, they have this low self-esteem. V'gam b'gassus. On the other hand, they're big bali gaiva. They're both. That doesn't make sense. V'yeshus in the matter of Perek Vav. Perek Vav, we're talking about people who are big bali gaiva. And Perek Zayin, we're talking about people that are adarabah. They have low self-esteem. Misgoyim, heim neged rabbi sehem, umelamdim hatoivim. They have gaiva against their rabbeim and their teachers. The gaavosam hiloimar, yesh ani laatzmi. I am entitled to my own opinion. V'das bruroli ladas, and I'm clear in what I know. Shani tzorich levatel es kol atzmi ladas ha'olam. That I just do what everyone else does. How crazy that is. I have my own opinion. What's your own opinion? Do what everyone else does. It's like I'm entitled to follow a fad. It's like it's ridiculous. But so many people have that they think that they have their own opinion, right? Sometimes people are, like, it's very important to them. They need, you know, like sometimes when I'll talk to a bacher, he says you have to treat me like an individual. And then when someone else does something, he's like, well, why does he get to do it? Like. I thought we're treating people like individuals. Like, what happened? All of a sudden, that changed. Which one is it? Is it this one or is it that one? And there's people who, like, it's very important to them they should be individuals, right? And they dress like, they want to dress different. They want to be able to express their individuality. They're not expressing their individuality when they wear their color. They're just expressing what some fagala that in Italy decided is going to be cool. They're like, okay, let me follow him. Why? Like, I love, like, you know, everyone's individuality with their round belt buckles, pardon me, for the fact that I don't think Ferragamo's cool, okay? I don't think it's cool. I think it's a big fat waste of money, okay? I got a belt and it holds up my pants fine, and it's just got nothing on it. It's no different than yours. And why, that's your individuality? Why? Because all the other rich guys are wearing Ferragamo, so now you also wear Ferragamo, because I'm also the same. That's not individuality. It's a joke. You're joking. You're kidding yourself if you think this is my expression. This is how I'm being me. You're not being me. You're just following other people. Just finding someone else to follow. So it's fascinating how people can do that. On the one hand, they have this big gaiva. Listen to this. There's a quote. It's from a fellow, I don't know who he is, but I like quotes. His name is Quentin. Definitely not Jewish. Quentin Crisp. No clue, okay? Well, I know he's a horrible, terrible, despicable person, but I don't know, but it's a good quote. He's intelligent. He said the following thing. The young always have the same problem. How to rebel and conform at the same time. And they have solved this by defying their parents and copying each other. It's like, I have to, my parents are like, I have to have my individuality, I have to be my, and then it's like all about my friends, and it's all copying. It's all peer pressure. It's not real individuality. So it's interesting, and a person has to try to analyze. Now, I challenge you to try to be, like, real about what you like. I challenge you. Because I've been around for long enough, and my Rosh Hashiva, Zozayin Gezunt, Rav Meir Stern, had this thing about ties. Ties were like, he was anti-ties. He had boring, very boring ties. And he was a pretty sharp dresser. He had nice shoes, nice suits. He was the first Rosh Hashiva to wear three-button suits. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But when I was a bachur, everyone had two-button suits. No one wore three-button suits. Nobody. And then it became like a style, three-button suits. It became like, and it was like considered to be like very modern, three-button suits. And then Rav Meir Stern went into a suit store. And this is the legend. This was the hack in yeshiva that he took out a suit and it had three buttons. And the person I told you always went to the same store. It was called Ultimatum, I think, or I don't remember what it, whatever it is. And the salesperson said to him, you know, it's three buttons. I don't know if it's not so yeshivish. So the yeshiva said, I'll make it yeshivish. And he put on a three-button suit. And it's now going yeshivish. Right now it's yeshivish. Yeah. It's a geblibin yeshivish. It stayed that way. A kitzer. So, but he was a fancy dresser. He was a nice dresser. I mean, someone was saying that it takes him a long time to pick out his glasses. He has nice glasses. Ties is the most boring ties. Now, I heard, supposedly, that Aaron Schick's father works in the garment industry, learned to Pesach with me. They made ties for all the fancy companies. And he said, Rav Meir Stern has a closet full of ties. He doesn't wear them. We buy him ties all the time. He doesn't wear them. He wears these boring, black, conservative, blah ties. Everything else, he has this thing about ties. He doesn't like ties. So he spoke to me once about ties. He's like, so now it's the fat ties in. There was a while these really fat ties were in. And those are cool. Fat ties were like, everyone was like, wow, that's so cool. The fatter your tie, so the, you know, the cooler you are. And then there's these skinny, skinny ties. They're very in. And then you have the cloth ties. You know, the ones that are made out of like cotton, and it's the cotton ties, and it's the ties that go in this angle, and there's the ties that are like pleated ties, and then like pleated ties are like, those are so not cool. Now I want you to think for a second, because I've been through styles quite a bit in my life. What happened that, like, all of a sudden people like thin ties? Why do they like them? I don't just like the way it looks. What does that mean? And then They like wider ties. Well, and now I like wider ties. Well, you changed your mind? What happened? What your fashion, like, it's the change? What? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Everyone's wearing thin ties. You decided you like it because that's what everyone likes. Because you don't really have an opinion. You are tricked. You're just following the flow. That's the trend. So you all of a sudden, you know what? They like thin ties. I like thin ties. One guy in yeshiva walks in white shoes. And I was like, those are disgusting. Like, what are you doing wearing white shoes? You look like you're some sort of drug dealer or something like that. But then all of a sudden, white shoes are cool. Why? Because one guy's wearing it. Two guys are wearing it. You know what? You know white shoes? I could hear that. I could see all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, yeah. You know why? Because you associate it with other people. And you're like, that guy's cool, so it must be cool. It's not because you like white shoes. The first time you saw white shoes, you were like, no, no. Brown is nerdy, okay? It was always nerdy. Anyone who wore brown shoes was not cool. Like, when did this happen that all of a sudden it's okay to wear brown shoes? It's not, okay? You are losers. What happened? All of a sudden it's okay? Why? Because some guy, probably on some sort of movie, he's walking around with brown shoes like, whoa, that guy's cool. I guess brown shoes are cool. Hey, let me start wearing brown shoes. We don't have real opinions. I want you to understand. I challenge you to have an opinion. A real opinion of what you really think is nice. And I'm not really sure that we're all capable of doing that. But we fall into following just, and we think that this is like an expression of who we are. It's a hoax. Okay. Sachaku no'atem bachurim toivim aleihem. I want you to laugh, he says. I want you to laugh at these people. Va'al pitul datam ha'nishchasa. And the foolishness. Geus v'yeshus kazois ladas la'asois me'atzmoi smartut lehizbatol lishoches. It's this geus, it's this gaiva, this ego. The ego is to make yourself into a rag. That's what it is. It's an ego to make yourself into a rag. You know, in yeshiva system, so we wear a white shirt and black pants, right? It's so boring. It's so restricting. It's so, like, conforming. But it's not. I'll tell you why it's not. Because I am not my clothing. I am not, it's not about my chitzonius. You want to know who I am? Listen to my opinion. I was once talking to a bacher. A bacher was steiging. He's not from this yeshiva, but I guess maybe he could have been, but he's not. He's steiging. And he decided he's not watching movies. And he's not watching ball games. And he's not. He said to me, you know what I realized? I am a nobody. All I am is I just talk about movies and sports. I don't have anything inside of me. All I'm doing is spitting out everything else. There's no me. There's no me. So all I am is I'm going to talk about this and talk about what this person said and what this person did and this person's game and this person's move and this person's look. What do you have to say? Who are you? You are your opinions. You are your emotions. And these are things that you don't wear. These are things you express. So a person really wants an identity and he really wants to say, you know what? I'm a real person. So let's talk. Let's talk. And that is when a person's real individuality comes out. That's when this person's real personality comes out. So all this, like this, it's all this superficiality, it's all just a hoax, it's a fake. It's not real. And a person has to come out with something that's unique. The unique is your opinion. But Chazal say, "Kishem she'ein partzufeim shavos, kachin deosheim shavos." Your opinions. Every person is entitled to have a perspective, an opinion, an angle, a feeling. Kachi lohem. This is what they have. Geus and shiflus nishchasa. They got geus and shiflus. There's two things. Mepnei. Why? Now he's going to tell us how does this happen. Shegam hageus loy bekirbam nitzmecha. This whole geus is not really from inside. It's not coming from inside of them. It's not sprouting from their neshama. Geus arura umuufshasa kazois sheyesoida nitzas avoyde zara rachmana litzlan. This whole thing about my individuality and my personality and my opinion and all this garbage, they're getting from somewhere else. It's not coming from inside. They're getting it from the street. It's avoyde zara. It's foreign. The purpose of it is leharois ulaabed es am Hashem. It's here to destroy and to eradicate the am Hashem. We don't work this way. This is not a Yiddish neshama. This is not an expression of a Yiddish neshama. Asher yisharnu nivuzradon neiron kesar v'titus. We've had a lot of enemies that have tried to destroy us. Nivuzradon, neiron kesar, titus, all of them. E'ef shershim. They've tried to destroy us, and there's how much is left of us. And now, it's these foreign ideas, these foreign hashkafas that are trying to destroy us in a whole different way. And we've spoken about this before, I believe. What Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, which has been the worst gullus in the history of Klal Yisrael? Which country has done the most damage? Rome? Spain? We've had a lot of pretty bad ones. Egypt, Persia, Germany. Rav Moshe Shapiro, he said in English, didn't speak much English, you know English pretty well. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, boys, America. America. There are millions of people that don't associate as Yidden, tens of millions, maybe even more than that, that don't associate as Yidden because of America. What Hitler couldn't do with his gas chambers, America did with apple pie. Apple pie, Sunday football, Saturday golf. It's just like, just be free. Just be free to just live and let live, let everyone do what they want to do. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, everyone's entitled to live the way they want to live. Everyone, no one can tell me, no one tells me what religion is, no one tells me what marriage is. No one can tell me what marriage is. I can decide what a marriage is. To me, marriage means this and this, that's fine, you know. Everyone can just do whatever they want to do. And that's caused such a breakdown, because the concept of having some sort of frame of reference, of having some sort of deference. There is people who can tell you what to do. Yes, there is a concept called marriage. Marriage does mean something. You are either male or female. There's no such thing as like deciding, I'll decide if I'm a male or a female. I'll make it, no one can tell me. You can't tell me who I am. It's bordering on the ludicrous to the point that you can't even tell how old he is. I'm feeling 92 today. It's insane. But that's what's going on. That is what's going on. And I tell you that it will not be long before someone gets up and says, I would like to be married to my dog. You can't tell me who I love. What, I can't love my dog? I love my dog less than you love someone else? My dog is very precious to me. I'm in love with my dog. I want to be married to my dog. Why can't I marry my dog? It will not be long till a person will be able to be married to his dog. Why not? Why not? I can marry a man or a woman, so I can marry a man or a woman, or I can marry a dog. Why not? What's the problem? Think for a second. Be liberal. Be open-minded. No one can tell me who to love. This is my love. So then you have no right to tell me that this is not considered to be a marriage. Now, this is coming from somewhere foreign. This is not Yiddishkeit. In Yiddishkeit, we are told exactly what things are. What we can do, what we can't do. What we should do, what we shouldn't do. What it is. E.F. Shershem, Ikerev Yisrael Tala. It can't be this came from inside of a Yid. Someone is this type of gaifa. No one's telling me what to do. That's not a Yiddish Zach. Machalas ha'olam hika'es. This comes from the world. V'kivan shehu das atzmis einloi. This person has no opinion. He has no real opinion. And he's just pulling it from other places. So he gets it from the street. He gets it from the culture. He gets it from what's going on around him. Mepnei ha'olam hukorei. He just bows in front of everyone else. Gam ha'rekev hazem is dabik boy. He's also caught this contagious this rot. The gamhu moyred neged rabbeisa va'aviv. He also, it's a trend. It's trending. No one tells me what to do. That's trending. That's called to be like enlightened. It's called to be. It's freedom. I have the right to make my own mistakes. I have a right to my own opinion. I have my right to all these things. But that's where it's coming from. It's not coming from us. If we would have real opinions. Real opinions coming from inside of us, and it's hard to know, then we would never think these things. We wouldn't do them. This is not coming from a Yiddish neshama. It's coming mibachutz. So it's something that we have to practice in general, as far as trying to look at clothing that we wear, the things that we say, the things that we say. It's amazing how what thing. I remember one time when I was walking, there was a clothing company called Diesel. You're familiar with the clothing company called Diesel? It's a clothing company. They had an ad. The ad was about being stupid. Stupid. Stupid is cool. It's smart is boring. Be stupid. This was the ad. I'm thinking to myself, who in the world is going to buy clothing because you're telling them to be stupid? But you could. It's amazing you could sell people with even just smart is boring. Oh, I guess I don't want to be smart because you told me it's boring. Be stupid. There's a person who is attracted to that has no opinion on their own. If we have our own opinions, then we don't just follow. True, and if a person has that, then he understands our idea of following our chachamim, our idea of being machnia is because we thought about the importance, the brilliance, the significance, the dedication, the beauty, the wonder of who our manhigim are. It's a calculated decision. We made a decision. My decision is that I understand that I have respect for my rebbeim. It's a decision. And therefore, I respect their opinion. I'm not just doing it because everyone else is doing it. It's a decision. That's my decision. And that comes from inside the neshama of a yid. We have that koyach. And we have to try to access it. And dafka on Purim is a special time. And I'll tell you why. On Purim, most people aren't afraid to be themselves. No one's necessarily trying to be stylish on Purim. They might be trying to do other things, whatever they're trying, right? But it's not about, it's just be yourself. Try to be yourself. And I think it's important that we don't in any way discourage a person from expressing himself. He might have one expression. Some people express themselves by dancing on Purim. Some people express themselves by crying on Purim. Some people express themselves by saying how much they love their friends on Purim. People have to be able to express themselves on Purim. And we have to try not to, like, in any way discourage it. Let them be. Let them have one day where they're not following. And when we can tap into on Purim, what we do is, I understand, I want this. I want the Torah. I want to be part of Kali Yisrael. That's what happened. This was a decision that we made. This isn't forced upon us. We're not doing this because we feel any type of peer pressure. I want to be an Erlich Hayid. That's what we could do on Purim. Bez Hashem, we should all be Zechah.